Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Question: what would talk radio do without Hunter Biden and George Santos? I gotta tell you, folks, we just live in very, very unique times, don't we? We've got George Santos, we got the huge lies, we got him expelled from Congress, we got Hunter Biden, who's not happy about these indictments and using words we can't use on the radio, by the way. But that's his take on it. But the American people's take is, number one, first of all, let's be serious about going to Congress, for one thing. And second of all, Hunter Biden and all these new, all the different revelations that we've heard. And, of course, these new indictments bring everything back front and center. And I'm sure Hunter Biden's not happy. I bet you Joe Biden's not happy, who had continually told us that he didn't ask his son or didn't have anything to do with anything with his son's business dealings. And if you believe that, well, you know, we can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. Just let us know. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for us this morning here on the weekend edition of the program. Of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course, wherever you are, whatever you're doing this weekend, and whatever time you're hearing this program, perhaps on replay at a different place throughout the country, welcome. And you can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and send us a direct message. Well, without further ado, let's go right back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. So right before we went to the break, you were saying that you had some friends of yours talking to you.
And it was, obviously, when I do posts on Facebook, it's pretty interesting the people that respond. And you think, you know, the rest of the people, you know, they're just ignoring it. Well, you know, an awful lot of these women are looking at my posts, but they don't have the guts to respond or comment. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Because we are in such a cancel culture. We are in such an attack mode. And it's like, oh, you know, we so enjoy everything, and we learn so much by the things that you put out. And I just want to, you know, kick them in the shins. Go, well, I'm happy for that, but you know, just reading about it isn't enough. Let's, you know, where's the action? Where?
Yeah.
And furthermore, there's a look of kind of desperation on their faces. That because they're overwhelmed and there's a sense of fear, what are we supposed to do? They're like looking for direction. Well, I'm not going to give them any because they wouldn't do it anyway.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's not that they're lazy. It's more like they're defeated already.
Well, you mentioned like the cancel culture. It's almost you're afraid to say anything because no matter what you say, you're going to offend somebody somewhere, and then it starts in.
That's right. That's exactly right. So what is happening here is self-censoring is in a worse situation than it ever was before.
Indeed. Indeed. And actually, you know, and I'll put it in this context as well. And that is, if you lived, and I don't like when people always use an example of the Nazi Germany, but for this example, it's really apropos. If you lived in a place, or if you lived in the Soviet Union, or if you lived in Nazi Germany and you wanted to say something, you would just learn to hold your tongue, basically, or people would learn to do that because they, again, they thought, well, I better not draw attention to myself, you know, because there's this bandwagon of thought that's going down, whether it's Nazi philosophy or if it's the Soviet Union control system.
You know, we have kind of an obscure KGB tactics that are going on here. You know, this is like a living in a, you know, under Stasi rule.
Right, right, where you're afraid because, and by the way, somebody
you
else might
can't trust
turn,
anybody.
That's right, because someone will say, well, I heard Denise say thus and such. At a luncheon the other day. And
it's out of context.
Well, right, exactly. Exactly. But I mean, really, I mean, and, because we're supposed to live in that place called the marketplace of ideas. And if you're not able to enunciate your ideas for fear of being canceled or of being ostracized or this kind of stuff, well, then that we don't live in that kind of world anymore. We live in a very, very different place.
Well, we lost confidence. We've lost confidence necessarily with each other, unless you're in a very social environment where all you really talk about is either weather or, you know, traveling abroad, you know, but we can't talk about anything else. You can't talk about education. You can't really talk about your kids because someone's going to judge you or, you have to... the only conversations that are really acceptable or allowed anymore are those that are, not controversial.
Yeah,
they're you know?
Superficial. Superficial.
Yes. Yeah, good word. Thank you.
Yeah, superficial. And because once you start saying anything, and, you know, because we're it's, I like what you, how you put it, it's attack mode. You know, it's like, so you don't want to say something to your neighbor because then they're going to make all these judgments.
Assessments.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. And, and then I don't want to talk to them anymore because they're at this or they're at that, you know, and or they said this about Trump or they said that about Trump, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you know, I'm not married to any politician. I'm just not going to do it. And I'm not going to donate to them either. You know, they need to be able to necessarily stand on their own. But it's very interesting. You know, we talked about debates earlier.
Yeah.
We've had four debates. And there's always these questions about what do they think about this, and this. The question is, what do we think and are they listening?
Good question. Hold that thought because we're coming right back, everybody. Denise Simon is going to be back with us. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that. by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Yes, that's right. Truth over facts, I guess, right? Well, we have substance over shtick. That's our promise to you here on the program, folks. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And, of course, welcome back. It is the weekend edition. And we're going strong here on this weekend edition. And the telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959, if you're with us live here on early on Saturday morning. Also, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, Denise, before we get to the caller holding on the line, I think you were making a point just as we were heading out to the break.
I don't know where I was.
That's okay. Well, you know, but I appreciate what you're talking about this morning so very much, because this idea of being saturated, I think, really hits it on the head. It really does describe, I think, in a very, 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 very good way, the idea that we're being, for lack of a better term, assaulted from all different sides with all this stuff all the time. It's kind of like when the Eagles, you know, with the life in the fast lane, it's everything all the time. And that's what's happening. There's no breathing room here.
Well, that's right. And we seem to be in this rather panic mode, or at least should be. But if we're in this panic mode, what do we gain from it? I don't know. You know, the left is, I mean, they're fine with destroying things. And there doesn't seem to be any kind of consequence to it. All you have to do is just look at the hearing that happened earlier in the week with these Ivy League schools. I mean, how is it that we can tolerate what is happening to these learning institutions? And there are some that are certainly fighting back on that one, and I'm happy for that. And that includes, you know, some of the big, huge donors to these schools. You know, and it's kind of like, well, where have you been all this time?
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. Because it just seems to be incredibly ridiculous when they can't even answer a simple question like, does calling for the genocide of the Jews violate your standards and practices, basically? You know, that
depends upon context.
I guess so. But the, I don't know what context you could have that would be okay.
We've been here a long time, but now it's kind of like finally bubbled to the surface. And look what it took to bubble this thing to the surface. Now, what happens? Are these three presidents of these Ivy League schools going to resign? Doesn't look like it. Are they going to change some things? What happens to these Jewish students that, you know, feel that they're not protected in the least? And it isn't just these three schools. You know, there's many more behind them. But it isn't also just the presidents of these schools. It's also the professors. And I happen to know this from personal experience going back to 2004 when my younger son was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
I've got into several arguments with professors, and then they decided to tell me, oh, I shouldn't be talking to you, you know, this is, you know, your son, blah, 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 and he's an adult. And I said, yeah, but, you know, honey, I got power of attorney. So, I mean, we are in such a horrible place. It's hard to describe.
And that's part of the separation idea, too. Yes, your college age child could be an adult in that sense, but at the same time, you know, if you're advocating for them and they don't want to even hear what you have to say, that could also be a very, very big red flag, you know, and they hide behind the idea, well, you know, they're an adult, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the, interestingly enough, the argument with this professor happened to be a paper that was supposed to have been written. And when I look back on it, and I think of it often here recently, she wanted a paper on social justice. And interestingly enough, he did a paper about, you know, what is happening to the Jews. Now, this was in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, she didn't like him because he was a white boy that played football.
And come right out and say that kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Well, she didn't have to. I mean, it was pretty obvious the way that, you know, she was treating him and a couple of the others in class. But she wasn't picking on the other ones. You know what I'm saying? So it isn't just... And then a lot of times, the professors don't even teach classes anymore. They have PAs, professors' assistants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to line one here. We got Backgammon Bob, who's been waiting patiently. He's got a question for you, Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
All right.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you're saying there, Denise. And the only solution is to show me the money. You have to take away their funding and maybe even get rid of their tenure. Anyway.
No argument for
back
me.
Back to the borders. I think that we are in a state of total chaos right now, which is obvious. There's nothing that they can do. They're just increasing their numbers. And I'm sure you've seen the interviews with them. They're coming from many, many different countries. They say, I want to go to New York. I want to go to Philadelphia. I want to go to this. I want to go to that. And they say, why are you here? Well, I'm here to get a job or join members of my family. But the idea that it's asylum is just ridiculous. And I think the only solution is for the states have to step up, say, screw the federal government. If you think we're breaking the law, well, you're breaking the law. We're just enforcing the law, and they have to just use their own forces to repel these people, put them in camps, or expel them over the borders. They just have to treat them basically like Joe Arpaio treated criminals, put them in camps and encapsulate them so that there is no incentive for them to come over, and that's what's going to have to happen. The other thing I want to say is this. We've got 12 more months until the inauguration. That's 1 year of Biden and I don't think we can survive that long. What do you think?
Good question, Backgammon Bob. Yeah. What do you think, Denise?
Well, there was another fellow outside of Bill Malusion that has actually been doing some investigative work on people coming across this border. And he mentioned the fact that in his work in identifying some of these people, that they are part of what is known as OIC, Organization for Islamic Cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I decided to go take a long look at that one. Well, this is bad juju here, Organization for Islamic Cooperation, because they have no use for Israel. They're very much behind the Palestinian Authority. They're very much against what Israel is trying to do to save itself from Hamas. So, you know, who is behind? There's obviously got to be some big money behind this one in order to help fund these people. And interestingly enough, these people coming across this border, the way they're getting here is they're flying, so they're paying some big money.
Mm-hmm.
They're flying to Brazil. They're flying to Ecuador, Argentina. And if you look at some of these countries, they don't require a visa. Now, from a national security standpoint, and we're seeing the rise of terrorism all over the place.
We can't vet them then, or they're not vetted.
Well, not only that, why are these countries not saying to themselves, we need to go back to a visa program?
Good question. Because if they did, that would facilitate a lot better interaction, and certainly people are getting on an airplane. And that's what President Trump had been doing, saying, look, you know, you can't have people flying in from countries where there's no vetting, and that makes it doubly hard once they land here, and we don't know if they're a bad actor.
Well, and we, yes, we can identify them. There is no history. So we can go find out, you know, are these people criminals, or is there a warrant for their arrest, blah, 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 blah. And a visa program would help that. But we seem to be in a situation where nobody cares on that one either.
Exactly. Well, Denise, hold on there for a second. We're going to come right back with more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Line 2, caller, please hold on. You'll be talking with Denise as soon as we come back from the break. Stay right there, Kyle Warren with you, as we continue through this weekend edition of the program. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case, with prosecutors alleging the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. He's facing 17 years in prison. The White House touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report.
President Biden is delivering on his vision to invest in America and win the global competition for the 21st century.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the jobs created were 199,000 last month. A man's been taken into custody for allegedly discharging a shotgun in the parking area of a synagogue in Albany, New York. The FBI has identified the suspect as Mufid Fawaz Al-Khander. He's facing charges related to possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. There were no injuries reported during that shooting at Temple Israel. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Little Chuck Berry bringing us back in here. Run, Run, Rudolph. We heard Luke Bryan earlier in the program, by the way, with his version of Run, Run, Rudolph. I like them both. I like them both very, very much. And we like that you're there as well, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to call in and opine. And, of course, we've got our guest with us, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, do yourself a favor. Head over to founderscode.com. Check out all of Denise's articles, the material that she has there, and you won't be disappointed. Welcome again, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
Of course, and my pleasure, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, we've had a caller that was hanging on there through the commercial break. Let's head on over to the caller and find out what they have on their mind. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. You know, speaking of what you started with earlier, I think a lot of people have put their brains on freeze mode because they're allowing the media on Hollywood and the music industry to think for them and subject them to their thought patterns instead of taking the initiative to think for themselves. Search out different viewpoints. I think they've let the media push them around, and I think they're missing out on sources of information that bring logic to the whole brain pattern. I mean, conservative radio is where we need to focus in on, because it's not being, the media suppresses the truth. How is it that there's no way that these media outlets couldn't interject or search out what was being taught at these cesspools of lower education? It's surprising that all of a sudden it takes these protests to muster people to find out and investigate what was being taught to the kids.
Yes.
Please, come on, people, get serious. I mean, you know, disconnect from these left-leaning media outlets. They drown the people, the viewers, with all sorts of nonsensical weather events, and they totally obscure what's actually taking place in the country. How is it that they don't bring out to light what this fake president presiding in the White House has been doing for close to 3 years, going to 4 years? How is it that they haven't brought this to light? They're all in the same game plan. Their focus is to destroy what Trump established in his 4 years of presidency. There's no mystery about it. So I think people need to start thinking for themselves and seek out outlets that bring logic to the playing field. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for the call. We sure appreciate it this morning. Yeah, Denise, what do you think?
Well, not only did it take these protests and whatnot over Israel to find out what was going on at the universities, it took COVID for a lot of parents to find out what was going on in the public schools. And the long-term consequences of not only what was being taught and not taught at the public schools across the country, but I don't see any effort here, any good effort, maybe in the state of Florida, maybe a little bit in Texas, maybe Iowa, on how we get these kids back up to where they need to be, and not only need to be, but in other places where they should be,
mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to reading and math. Remember, you know, math is racist and English is racist and this is racist, you know. And so we've injected such Confucius Institute operations into schools, social justice into schools. The textbooks are bad. The teachers' unions are... I mean, if you got the teachers' union, why do you need the Department of Education?
Right, right, exactly.
You know, it's a double whammy.
Yeah, and what you were just saying there about, you know, that math is racist or this kind of thing, that's all designed to stop anybody from saying anything, because now, well, you don't want to be called a racist, you know, or even, you
whatever.
Know, what a weird sort of a claim, but because it has that word in it, if you say, well, wait a minute, how does this all work? Well, then you've obviously defined yourself as a racist. And I think the caller had one other quick comment that you wanted to make. Caller, are you still there? Hello, caller? Okay, maybe they are not listening at that point. Maybe something else is going on. But no worries, Denise. Yes, it looks like there's something, you know, the idea that, again, you're living in a Soviet Union-style a weird world where you just can't say what you think.
Well, and, you know, I think people need to necessarily realize that the cesspool of the federal government, everything inside the Beltway, how much it affects things outside the Beltway. I mean, the federal government is causing fear. It is causing failure. It is causing anger. I mean, never before have we had all these incidences that we see in passengers on airplanes attacking each other.
No kidding. No kidding.
Never before have we seen such theft going on in retail stores and destruction. I mean, there's a black woman yesterday in Atlanta, of all places, that she was found to be dousing Martin Luther King's home in Atlanta with gasoline, attempting to burn it down. And she's 26 years old, Lanisha Chantrice Henderson. And actually, Martin Luther King's Jr.'s home is really government property here at this point, because I think it's on the National Register of law.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? And two off-duty or an off-duty police officer happened to see this and detained her until the, the on-duty police showed up. What the heck is going on here?
Yeah.
I mean, why are we in this situation? Well, there aren't any consequences for people that break the law. None. And then what happens? It's indifference, and people don't care, so then customer, it just sort of manifests itself. Look at customer service. Look at the quality of work or the non-quality of work that people are producing. You know, what is it, 35 or 40% of federal employees are still working at home.
Right.
Still.
Yeah.
After all this time.
They don't want to come in to the office. That's right.
No. And that includes, Wall Street, and that includes, Washington Post. I mean, we're collapsing here. Every place you look, I mean, we are in a tailspin. And civil society is taking a complete nosedive. Well, if we don't have a civil society here in the United States, why would we expect any other government across the country, across the world, to have any kind of civil society? I mean, what are we fixing? Did Bashar al-Assad ever face any kind of war crimes for what he did to Syrians and, during that whole thing? No. Did Putin face any for, taking over Crimea and Georgia, for that matter, and what he's doing to Ukraine? Well, he's got a warrant out for his arrest for war crimes, yet he's traveled to outside the country several times.
Right, and nothing gets done. Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, nothing is getting fixed. Everything is kind of getting worse and worse and worse. Now you've got Brazil that's teaming up with Venezuela, so they can take over the country, little country of Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody paying attention to that one?
I don't think so. That's the thing. But you're right. There seems to be a general falling apart. And this is what I think so many Americans want to resist. But I think, like you, Denise, I think they're seeing, and they feel like, well, there's maybe nothing that can be done. This kind of thing.
Bob said, he says that, these states really need to take over when it comes to immigration. There's no question about it. They're trying to, but then it ends up in court, and these judges, go against what is really right.
Exactly. Well, Denise Simon, we hope that you have a great weekend. Great to
you
talk
too.
To you this
Thank
morning.
You.
And we'll talk to you on Monday.
Right.
Exactly. Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderspill.com. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Weekend Edition continues.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Alright, welcome back everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. And we're coming into the final segment here for the weekend edition. So we hope that you have some great weekend plans. And of course, if you're out there battling the holiday shopping traffic or what have you, we wish you well, of course. We wish you Godspeed with that. And, you know, I think a lot of people are going the online route again this year. But if you go out there driving around, you're going to see people out in the stores as well. But as I've said, and I'm going to do this year. I'm not going to be out there on Christmas Eve or on the day before Christmas Eve. And I'm going to keep saying it here on the program so that I hold myself accountable, and so I'm not going to be out there rushing around at the last minute. Every year I tell myself I'm going to do better. Last year I did okay, but this year I really want to be done with any kind of shopping, online or otherwise, with plenty of time to spare, so that I can kind of sit back and say, okay, good. Now it's Christmas time. And of course, we want to wish a very happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends and neighbors, as of course Hanukkah started on sundown December 7th and will go through December 15th.
And so once again, very happy Hanukkah as well. Okay, let's listen in here real quick because we were hearing about the border earlier. We had a great call from back in and Bob as well talking about the border. Let's listen to President Trump when he was talking with Sean Hannity. This, of course, preceded the GOP debate, the fourth GOP debate, which, by the way, dropped 82% in its ratings. And which is an obvious commentary, I think, on what people are where people are at in terms of that. But let's listen to President Trump as he talks about the travel ban, because you even heard Denise Simon talking about the idea that people can go to these different countries, they don't need a visa, this kind of thing, and it makes it doubly hard for us in the United States to track whether or not someone could be a bad actor who's trying to come to this country. A lot of people come to this country for a better life. A lot of people come to this country because they've heard of this thing called the American dream. And a lot of people come to this country because they are just absolutely convinced if they can make it to America, they can actually build something for their life. But then there are those who will come here and try to come here and do come here and who are already here because they do want to do harm. So let's listen in to President Trump from his conversation with Sean Hannity late last week.
Really destroying our country. They're destroying our country at the border. They will allow, in my opinion, because you don't hear the real numbers, 15 million people into our country by the time Biden gets out, which hopefully will be very soon. If they get another term, this country is finished. By the time he gets out, and the people are coming from prisons all over the world. They're coming from mental institutions all over the world. And they're terrorists. And this country is going to be suffering a very big price. It's amazing that it hasn't happened. And interestingly, I had very strong borders, the strongest ever. We had the strongest border in history. All they had to do is leave Brandon Judd and leave Tom Homan and leave all these guys.
Let me put this up on the screen.
We had the strongest borders in history.
Let me put this on the screen.
Go ahead.
Iran is the number one state sponsor of terror.
Right.
Okay, well, foreign nationals found at our southern border because of Joe Biden's open borders.
Right.
From Iran, 659. From Syria, 538. From Afghanistan, 6,386. Egypt, 3,153. 12,605 from Russia. 26,113 from China. Now, could you explain to me, what do you think the odds are that among that group of people, from our top geopolitical foes in most cases, that terror cells have entered the country because of the 8 million people Joe Biden has allowed into this country unvetted? What are the odds?
The odds are 100%. Look.
So there you have President Trump, former President Trump, talking with Sean Hannity with some of those statistics. And, of course, the way that it's set up now is that if you quote any statistics, and then if you ask that kind of question, among these thousands, right, that have come in, what's the likelihood that some would be bad actors? Well, of course it's 100% that some could be bad actors. But it's set up nowadays that if you even raise that concern or point out that particular the idea that there's going to be some of these people that are going to be bad actors, the likelihood of that, well, then you've got to be some kind of racist, right? You've got to be some kind of you hate people and you don't want people to come to this country and they're different or this kind of stuff, and that's all designed to simply shout you down and to keep you from being able to raise a legitimate question. And I think this is going to become much more prevalent, this notion of this practical issue. And again, President Trump's talking about these things, and it's going to be very hard. The Democrat Party elite and the candidate, the nominee for the Democrats, is going to be very hard-pressed to try to say, no, don't believe your lying eyes. Everything is fine. We don't have any problem. And people who are trying to tell you there's a problem are just some kind of, they have their hatred. They have hatred. They're racist or this kind of thing. And that is, you know, a very, very weak way of trying to win the argument but it pulls on emotions, and it's unfortunately it's been very effective for them. But it doesn't get to the bottom of the problem for obvious reasons. Well, this from the Washington Examiner: New York Democrats are going to tap Tom Suozzi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, to replace Santos, George Santos, right? Huge lies, George Santos, and reclaim his old seat. New York Democrats tapped former Representative Tom Suozzi, if I'm, again, pronouncing that correctly, as their nominee to replace former Representative George Santos in the state's 3rd Congressional District, setting the stage for a competitive special election that could shift the balance of power in the House of Representatives. Nassau County and Queens County Democrat leaders announced Suozzi as their desired nominee Thursday, giving the former representative an opportunity to reclaim the seat. So that's what's happening there. But, of course, they have this opportunity now because they had to expel George Santos. And, of course, George Santos, as a, quote, Republican, I guess, let's just kind of recap some of his huge lies that he would tell or that he was associated with. He lied about where he went to school. He lied about where he worked, okay? He said he didn't go to the universities that he claimed to. He lied about where he worked. He lied about owning a number of rental properties. Turned out he didn't own any rental properties. Lied about being Jewish. Now, this is where it becomes very bizarre and insulting and just very strange. Santos repeated this from NBC News. Santos repeatedly said during his campaign that he was a proud American Jew, but later backtracked and identified as Jewish, spelled J-E-W-I-S-H. He's Jewish, he says, after reporting raised questions about his ethnicity. Lied about his criminal status in Brazil. Evidently, the Brazilian prosecutors had moved to reopen a years-old fraud case against him. Lied to donors. He lied about his athletic accomplishments. He said he had a full-ride scholarship to Baruch College. He also said he was playing volleyball there. He had to have both knees replaced as a result of his athletic career. Turns out he never had his knees replaced. Get this, folks. Lied about the timing of his mother's death in connection to 9/11. Santos had publicly said the 9/11 attacks claimed his mother's life, but she died in 2016, and there's no evidence of a connection. He said his mother was at her office inside the World Trade Center during the attacks, but records obtained by NBC News said she was living in Brazil at the time. Lied about his campaign finances. Lied about who his campaign treasurer was. In fact, the person who he said was his campaign treasurer, their attorney had to come out and dispute that and say, no, he's not taking over as treasurer. Lied about what his actual name was. Lied to investors. Lied about raising money. And get this, folks. Lied about raising money for a homeless veteran's dog. Okay? I mean, that just takes the cake, don't you think? Well, folks, yes, well, I don't know. I guess it's good riddance for George Santos. Can you imagine that? All that fraud, it's just terrible. Folks, it's been a great weekend edition this morning. We're glad to be with you. Thank you for being there. And as I've said, thanks for the nice comments and the wonderful words of encouragement and the great and just the great messages we're receiving. This is the best job in the world. Thank you so much. We're going to see you bright and early on Monday morning. Kyle Warren with you. Have a great weekend and take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.